musicians Seth Colquitt and Neil Manella in the studio. And definitely Neil didn't mean to reduce you to just a bar owner. How long have you been playing? You play the banjo. What else do you play?
Banjo and guitar.
Yeah.
Been playing since I was like, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old and had brothers that were into it. So
you got a little time on Seth, right? Are you guys exact same age?
Who's
older?
Close,
yeah, pretty
Seth's
close.
Older by like
yeah.
4 months.
So yeah. Wait, you've been playing guitar for how long?
Probably like since I was like 8 or 9 years old. So
wow.
Yeah. A little while.
When did you pick it up? Was everybody just playing it and you went, you going to show me how to do this thing?
I had two older brothers that were into it that are, I mean, not like significantly older, but older enough, you know, to where I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? I think I want to do that.
Right.
Instead of beating you up, they taught you how to play an instrument.
No, they still beat me up. Yeah.
Seth, you said violin. Did your mom say, Seth, you're going to be really smart. You're going to be good at math if you take the violin. How did that go? How did that conversation
go? My mom did not go. Seth, you're going to be really smart. She knew better. Two. I mean, anyone can learn the violin.
My daughter tried. You know, she did not like that.
Yeah, instrument. That's not true. Not anybody can learn the violin. Sometimes you're just born with it.
Pretty great. No, you're pretty great at it. Did you love it from the beginning? Because the sounds that come out of it initially are pretty atrocious.
Yeah, initially there are a lot of screeching for like the first 6 years or something like that.
Yeah.
6 months. And if you're practicing, kids, if you're listening out there, practice will help you get ahead. Trust me, I did not practice, so it took like 6 years for it to stop screeching.
Yeah. Harvest Sons is your current band, and of course the whole band's not here. Who else is in that project?
So in that band we have Nathan Glazier on drums, who is a Galva boy in his own right.
Yeah.
And then Nick Graffelman on guitar, Andy Greiner on bass, who has another band called The Dirty Low.
Yes, The Dirty Low.
Really good.
Gelsberg band.
But yeah.
So well, actually, I've yet to see live. I know. You guys need to slap. I know. I need to see him. I need to see him, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
The Dirty Low is perfect.
Yeah. And they're strictly a Gelsberg band. I mean, they're from Gelsberg, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got a new album coming out, and I saw that. I also saw that I hadn't returned any of Seth's messages in a while, and I'm like, well, I want some music on the second hour of Gelsberg Live, so I'm going to reach out to Seth and see if we even get up at 8 o'clock. Not only did he get up, but he brought like 16 harmonicas and his guitar, and you're ready to shoot something at us. We heard 300 before the break.
Yeah. That one's going to be...
That's about your hometown.
That's about my hometown.
Yeah, McQuan, Illinois.
Yeah.
So if you're from there... And all your life, you can write songs about it. And, put it in a good light.
If you're not from there, you can write songs about it if you want to. Come in and get to know the people.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's that song about, if I may ask? If there's one folks listening, maybe they can relate.
The song is just about being there.
Yeah.
Like, at the time, it was a two-bar town, one gas station. Now I think it's maybe one bar, no gas station. you know, I try to write songs about small towns like that. I mean... And I think there's a little bit of a shift, but like small towns that have been dying, especially in Illinois where you're losing population to begin with. But like the small towns just keep shrinking.
Mm.
And I don't know. They need to be celebrated more, I think.
I went past many of them on the way to Hometown Heroes, on the way to Canton yesterday, through many of those.
I mean, those are some of the best communities in your area. I mean,
yeah.
Cause that's where the tight-knit community is, you know, like family feel. Like, you know your neighbor, like... You know, your brother, you know?
Okay, those growing up things are in your songs. And you just had a little Cora 4 months ago.
Yeah.
I bet you can't tell me you haven't already jotted down some stuff.
I may have written a song, yes.
For your daughter already?
I know.
No, not yet?
I did.
Yeah.
It just...
About the whole experience.
One of those songs that, you know, it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So.
It hasn't made a live show yet.
No.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I want to ask you to play it today.
Very fresh. I'll play it today.
You haven't got the chord progression down or anything?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Oh, you're ready.
Yeah. I'll play it right now.
Really? The song you wrote
for
your
daughter? Are you daring me to play a song for you right now?
I want you to play a song. Now, is this about your daughter, Cora?
Yeah.
That'd be great to hear. Yeah. She's 4 months old, by the way. Seth Colquitt from McQuan, Illinois, and Neil Manella's here from Fat Fish Pub, Bits and Pieces Blues Band tonight. Seth Colquitt in your ears right now on WGIL Gelsberg Live. Go ahead, Seth. Put that thing on first.
I know.
And then that thing. Oh, the Neil Young, the Bob Dylan thing. So.
I'm like a robot.
The harmonica goes on. What is that called, by the way? It's the.
I call it a harp. Or a harmonica?
No, I know, but you've got the holder so you can play the harp. It's just the neck harp holder, and Seth is going to play something on the acoustic guitar. Learn the fiddle first. Here's music from Harvest Sons on WGIO.
Well, the wolf might be at your door, but you don't need to fret. 'Cause I've got bullets in this mean old world will do its best to try to make you pay. Oh, I've got bullets and I'm not worried about tomorrow, 'cause I know that we've got today. This mean old world will do its best to make you hurt, but you can cast those worries on me. And I'm all out of excuses for not spending more time with you, my girl. But we've all got things in this life you know we must do. In your own time, you'll find that part of you. And I'm not worried about 'cause I know that we've got today. This mean old world will do its best to cause you pain, but your best is better than when you go dancing in the rain. And I was short on believing till you came into my life. And the best things. And now I'm full of faith and hope and love. The things that make life right. Oh, baby, don't you worry about tomorrow. When you've been given today, this mean old world will do its best to cause you pain, but your best is better than when you go dancing.
It's Harvest Sun, Seth Coquitt on WGIL's Galesburg Live, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm going to take full credit for it. I asked if you'd written a song for your four-month-old yet, and yeah. I wasn't surprised. No, I wasn't surprised that you had written down some lyrics, but I can't believe you got a full song.
Right. Oh, it's crazy.
Neil, it just, come on. That was a great song. Is that the first time you've heard that, Neil?
Yeah, it was the first time I've heard that. Yeah. That was excellent, man.
That was really great. And yeah. So, what's it called? Dancing?
I figured nobody can blame me for writing songs about my family. You know?
Has your daughter heard it?
She's heard it plenty of times. She's heard the fighting through the song to get to the song, you know?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Lindsay's also heard, my wife has also heard all the banging and the.
Did your wife cry the first time you played it full?
She tells me if it's good or bad. She's like, you might want to take that out.
She has to. No,
and
no,
I'm like, okay.
She has to love that. That was great, Seth. Yeah. Thanks for coming in this morning. Yeah. Seth Coquitt from the band Harvest Sons. Does he still fill in, Neil, on occasion if you guys are Frank F. Sidney's hurting for a fiddle player?
Yeah, every once in a while. Yeah. You know, he'll come relive the old memories. Oh, yeah. You know?
You play guitar and banjo for Frank F. Sidney's Western Band of Volunteer, Neil, and you're from Joliet originally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what brought you to Galesburg?
Bluegrass. Yeah, came out here and started playing with some of the guys from Frank.
Yeah,
almost 10 years ago, actually.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. And so you've known this guy for a while and played many gigs with him.
Many.
Yeah. Is Frank kind of on a hiatus right now, or are you guys out? Got some stuff booked?
A little bit. No, actually, we don't have anything booked right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's been like 5 years since we've just been almost every weekend, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're kind of just like...
And everybody's got...
Taking a break.
Families have grown.
Yeah, yeah. Families have grown. Yeah.
There weren't a lot of little ones running around when that band started.
No.
Yeah. There's a...
And now there's probably four or five.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And Neil's Baby is a nightclub, a live music venue, yeah. Right?
Much, much more fickle than Quora. Seems
probably, but
I don't know how you own a nightclub or a bar like that. You got to be up to like 3 a.m. every day
right
like,
now Neil?
Right.
Well, I mean, it's yeah,
it's a well, you trust a lot of people. You got probably a small squad to run to do big things.
Yeah all the bartenders are great, you know. I mean, well, like last night I was up by 9 and in bed by 10 because
really
because we're here.
Yeah, because you're here and you got a big gig coming in. You got bits and pieces tonight. Yep. And then tomorrow is
Howard and the White Boys from Chicago, Illinois. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're promising blues with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get, I know you get bluegrass in, you get blues, you get some funk.
Oh, all kinds of
stuff. Probably seen some funk in the last year.
Some reggae bands.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been.
Chicago Farmer's been in there.
Yep. Chicago Farmer.
Henhouse Prowlers.
Henhouse Prowlers are a big hit. In a couple months, I got Jacob Jolliffe and Max Johnson. Jacob Jolliffe is the mandolin player for the Yonder Mountain String Band. They're doing a duo tour, which is just, I mean, it's going to be excellent. It's going to be one of those really, like, engaging shows.
Yeah. You know? We'll talk more about shows that are coming up and more music from Harvest Sons. Seth Coquit from Aquan, Illinois, musician and also musician Neil Minnell is here. He owns the Fat Fish Pub on Broad Street. More coming up, 838 Galesburg Live on WGIL 93.7 FM and 1400 AM.